You elaborate a little bit on the distinction between delight, infatuation, and bondage. It seems like they're all aspects of craving.
They're all aspects of craving, and I don't know the... if I had my iPhone, I could look it up for you. Yeah, sure, go and get it, and I can get, look up the Pali. But there'll be synonyms for craving, for those different aspects, in the same way that there is all the different words that we have in English. Then there's going to be all these kind of nuances for delight and infatuation and bondage. And of course it's always helpful to be able to sometimes recognize these different nuances of the way of the mind. Okay. The way the mind actually kind of works and how it tends to be attracted. In the same way that there's all sorts of different words for aversion. Just the different gradations of aversion. Pardon? Nandi is usually delight. Abhinandato abhivadato josaya tittato upajati nandi nandiya sati sarago hoti sarage sati sanyogo hoti nandi sanyoja. So it's just this, nandi plays the... I wonder if he's not using English in his head. He's using, because it's like nandi and nandiya, like delight and infatuation somehow. And making a bit of a distinction. There's delight, or sati sarago, maybe infatuation is sarago, like with raga. Sarago, so with raga, like with infatuation, with desire.
He uses such as infatuation.
Right. So it. Anyway, there's a few different words of bondage. What is bondage? Sanyogo maybe is bondage. Anyway, I don't have enough knowledge of the Pali. But it's just using different words to denote that quality of craving, desire, infatuation.